This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Well, Don, amazingly enough, it's ENN. It's Peter's vehicle, and he is not at his microphone. It's a dereliction of duty is what it is.
You think?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Wow. So how do you want to start this, Michael?
Okay. Hello, Michael K. Nose in your mouth. And hello, Don.
I don't think we should go any deeper.
And jam it up!
And hello to Peter. Nothing. I mean, other than, like, you know, he passed out and hit his head on the bath fitter situation, there's no reason he should not be there. It's 6:06.
And you also know at the top of the hour the breaks are shorter. That's not when you take Bear for a walk.
I'll be honest, you guys aren't going to think I'm very smart here. I'm slightly confused.
Was that real Peter or fake Peter?
No, that was another dereliction of duty a couple of days ago when you asked him a specific question and he said he was confused because he zoned out and didn't pay attention to the open.
Well, that wasn't a zone out, though. I had an issue there.
What about now, Peter? This is your segment and you didn't show up on time.
No, that's what I mean. That what just happened there, I got a little caught up.
With what?
I'd rather not go into specifics.
We'd rather you do.
Boy.
All right, Don. If you want to be that way instead of looking out for a teammate, maybe assuming something.
Hey, nobody's had your back on the show more than me, but I'm just really curious because ENN's your baby.
Play that drop again, Anthony.
I'll be honest, you guys aren't going to think I'm very smart here. I'm slightly confused.
Like, flush it.
That's right.
Maybe that's what it was.
You hear me, Don?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, guys, welcome to ENN. It's brought to you tonight by Fidelis Care. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Nose in your mouth.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
I don't think we should go any deeper.
Can we, Anthony, do you have Michael's drop from yesterday that Don?
Barry Manilow.
No, the other one. The other one. The higher seed, if you will. Don, how would you describe it? It was like falling down the stairs,
cool is
Don
what
said.
Cool, what you want to make it, it is.
Yeah. That's going to age very well, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's funny, though? I actually show up on time when the red light goes on, so even if I spout nonsense.
You know, can you give me – you know what? Yeah. I don't even want to get into it with you.
Good.
I don't.
Good. I don't like you anyway.
I wasn't insulting you by saying you're Don, he's the only one who gets offended by the, quote, spouting of nonsense. That's what drops are.
He already made it clear that if we were in the same studio, he would have punched you in the face already.
I know, which, by the way, is interesting because today I got a tweet saying, calling me a phony. And I said, you know what? Indulge me. I want to know what you mean. And Don, the guy's response was, you agree with everything Don LaGreca says.
True.
you really never agree with him?
First of all, why would that be a bad thing? And second of all, it's not true. I think you agree when you agree. And if you disagree, you've got no problem with that. What would kissing up to me do?
I said you once threatened to punch me in the face. I disagree with you when it's time to disagree. But I have to fake disagreements. So, no. Yeah. What would be a phony would be if I pretended to disagree with you for radio's sake.
Fake agreeing is not good radio.
No, exactly. I'm looking to jump, Don. Let's hear from Robert Saleh, shall we? He was asked if Zach Wilson's looking forward to getting back out there and making up for last week.
I think we all are. I know I am. You know, you just, when you play, call it a biased look at the film, you know, it felt like we played a really good brand of football. We just turned it over four times, which in the history of football, you'll never win. But I think I speak for the entire organization where we're just chomping at the bit to get back on the football field and try to showcase who we are.
Saleh was also asked, will you learn about your team's identity this week?
it's not going to be all end all game, right? But every time you step on the field, you're creating your identity. You're establishing who you are. And right now, these guys have shown resolve. They've shown to be able to bounce back and to take coaching and to be engaged and to ask questions. So that hasn't stopped. You're seeing a group of men that have shown no signs of quit, and we shouldn't. I mean, it's just it's the first two games of the year. But yeah, the deeper we get, the more the identity is going to shape itself in our style and in the way we respond to negative things.
He's going to be. He's going to get tired of answering these questions. They're not going to win. They're not going to win a lot of games.
Do you think there's a chance that as much as we like him right now, we're going to get to the point where it becomes like sort of unbearable?
After a while, it's going to be like, you know, somebody. It's going to be like Charlie Brown's teacher. He's going to just have to find a different way to say, you know, we're doing what we can do. Blah blah blah. I feel for him, but you know, he knew the rules of engagement when he took this job.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but this weekend, and maybe this factored into the pick you guys made, Eli Manning's jersey will be retired by the New York Giants.
No. If anything, it would make me not want to pick the Giants because their history of retiring numbers usually come in games in which they get embarrassed.
Go ahead. Give me an example.
The Lawrence Taylor game, they got beaten by Minnesota, I believe it was. The Phil Sims, they got embarrassed by the Cowboys. There's a few, but I choose to ignore it. That's how good I feel about the Giants.
You know what's funny, too? I don't know if you heard this, Don. It's like, you know, the columnists are writing, you know, the Giants have to step up to honor Eli Manning, you know, the honor. Not one player cares. Not one. You think they're playing for Eli Manning on Sunday? I mean, there's this romantic notion that, like, everything's tied together and everybody holds hands from era to era and it's kumbaya. They're not playing for Eli Manning on Sunday.
But what's smart, and I've heard this through all different sports, that I think Joe Judge is smart. He'll say to the players, listen, even if you didn't play with Eli, I mean, that's what you hope to be one day. The reason his number's being retired is because he led this team to two Super Bowl championships. That you're hoping that one day you'll be a part of something like that. So, listen, they're not going to pay attention to the ceremony. They're going to be in making adjustments at halftime. But just the idea of, even if you don't care about Eli, isn't that something to aspire to? Isn't that something to say, I want to be a part of that someday?
I guess, but I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I just think that's outside noise that we, you know, we interpret it because we think that's what sports are. These guys are really locked in on the things they have to do. And this doesn't mean they don't care about Eli Manning, but that's not on their mind on Sunday. I think it's a waste of breath and ink.
Let's hear from Joe Judge on that.
We referenced that earlier in the week. You know, we kind of started our prep on Wednesday. We referenced that right there. I'd say, obviously, you know, the significance of what he did for this organization, what he's meant to the city, and what he's been as far as a respected player in this league is all very important. I'd say, you know, having Eli here, you know, in the building now is great for the organization. I think it's also unique that you're seeing a guy's jersey get retired with a lot of guys, or I say there's a good amount of guys who are in the locker room with him. I think that's something that's a little bit unique. He's not a guy who's got to come back, you know, 4 or 5 years later. And obviously, last year would have been different if not for COVID to have this right here. So to see a guy like Eli, you know, get recognized for what he did on and off the field, I think that's important. It's important for our players to recognize not just the accomplishments on the stat sheet and the accomplishments of the wins, but the daily work ethic and commitment to the team that he had over his course of time, which is really why he had the success.
I'm glad for Eli.
No, it's well deserved.
Good guy.
Well, let's hear from Eli. Eli was asked what his Giants legacy, what he wants his Giants legacy to be.
I think just the availability, that's something that I probably take most pride in, just the fact that I was there week in and week out every week, and to never miss a game because of injury or anything else, that was always important to me. I think the players responded to that. They took great pride in that. And as it went on, I mean, they didn't want to be, my offensive lineman didn't want to be part of the group that got Eli, you know, hit or injured to miss a game. And in the games where I was banged up and I was, you know, had an injury, you know, I think those next weeks they blocked even harder, just say, hey, you know, we we got to keep him healthy and we don't want to make this worse. And so I think they saw that. They saw that I wanted to be out there and I wanted to be out there at practice. And I think that was hopefully contagious. And the other guys were going to be out there and do everything they could to be there. And so there's only so much you can control playing football. You cannot control the outcome of every single game. There's too many things that are out of your control, but you can, you know, control your desire, your heart, and your willingness to do whatever it takes to be there for your team and your organization and your teammates.
Isn't it disgusting, Don and Peter, that he has to add the phrase, you know, always available health-wise because of that Gavone who benched him for no reason? He would have played in every single game he ever had to play in, but that Gavone had to sit him down for what?
Still not.
It was Geno Smith. It was Geno.
Right.
Had to play.
Ben McAdoo.
And that's why he's not. That's why he lost his job. Nobody's saying he was a terrible coach. He mishandled that, fat-handed.
I mean, he wasn't a good coach.
But there was, you know, that doesn't get brought up enough sometimes when we're trying to defend Eli. That's still a thing. And sure, luck has something to do with never missing a game because of injury. But you can't tell me that every game he was 100%, that there wasn't one game that maybe it would have been better for him not to play and that he gutted through it. Over 13 years, Michael, and I go back to 07 when he hurt his shoulder. He was out. He was done. And he played the next week. So you wish that a lot of baseball players had that mentality, quite frankly.
No load management with him. And that's the one thing he has over Peyton. Peyton didn't stay healthy.
Speaking of health issues, Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be out for a few weeks because of a strained hamstring suffered last night in that 24-9 victory by the Panthers over Houston. So for the whole Sam Darnold's good because of Christian McCaffrey crowd, we'll get to find out just how much Sam needs Christian.
Well, you love some Christian McCaffrey. I don't know what's come over you. Sam Darnold. Wow. Yeah.
I love a storyline. I love a story. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's possible we're going to need a local sports, a local football angle here. And at least if Sam plays well, even if it annoys people, at least it's an angle that could involve watching good football. How about that?
Hey,
the Giants and the Jets stink. I don't think people are going to get the NFL ticket to see Sam Darnold. They'll watch something else.
But it will be, if Sam turns out to be great, it will be an increasingly interesting piece for the Jets story.
I mean, we don't have a quarterback this year. Wilson is not doing a weekly, and, you know, we do have a history of...
We did have... by the way, he was nothing but great to us in stand-up for 2 years straight. That's the part for me, honestly, the main thing that makes me root for the guy. After the worst losses on earth, when their coach was unwilling to talk to us anymore, Sam showed up and talked every Monday.
But honestly, Michael, forget about, you know, fandom and all that stuff. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's getting a chance to really kind of prove what kind of quarterback he is.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right. I'm glad. We're all in lockstep about feeling good for Sam Darnold. I think we should. I feel strongly about it. Oh, my gosh. It's important, guys, that we break down this week's NFL announced teams. Thank you, Don. Thank you. I've been dealing with a little bit of hoarseness all day.
Really?
So I'm going to try to mind myself here as I do this.
I don't think we should go any deeper.
We'll start out with the Sunday 1 o'clockers. This one, yours truly, will be locked in. Of course, I will be in beautiful Columbus, Ohio for WWE Extreme Rules. So I'll be watching this on my phone from the arena. The Washington football team against the Bills of Buffalo, 1 p.m. on Fox. On the call, Chris Myers.
Hi, I'm Chris Myers.
Daryl Moose Johnston and Jennifer Hale. 1 o'clock, Chicago at Cleveland. Baker and fam. Kevin Burkhardt on the call.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
Joined by Greg Olson and, of course, the legend, Pam Oliver. CBS, 1 p.m., Baltimore and Detroit. For some reason, I sort of like Detroit to cover in that game. And did you guys see that this week, Lamar Jackson was actually, he skipped practice yesterday. People are speculating it's because of that flip into the end zone the other day.
Imagine.
I don't get it. Why would you do that?
It's madness.
It's so dumb.
Well, 1 p.m. on CBS, you can watch Gumbel to Gumbel, Greg Gumbel on the
Now board. SportsCenter with Greg Gumbel.
Joined by Adam Archuleta and A.J. Ross. 1 p.m., Fox, Arizona at Jacksonville. And the ratings are in. Came in early for this game before it happened. Outside of Arizona and Jacksonville, this game will score a 0.00 in ratings. However, not for lack of excitement, the great Gus Johnson on the call.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Aqib Talib and Megan O'Leary on the sidelines. 1 p.m. CBS. The Chargers and the Chiefs. This will be a doozy, and you know who they break out for this one? Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Joined by Anthony Romo. And Tracy Wolfson. Also 1 p.m. on Fox. The New Orleans Saints heading to New England to take on Bill Belichick's Patriots. Adam Amin on the call. He'll be joined by Mark Schlereth and
Lick
Shannon
my fingers Spink. And touch it.
Thank you, Stink. All right, here you go. Local action. Atlanta versus the New York Giants in a must-win game for the G-Men, 1 p.m. on Fox. Who's on the call, Don?
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
Kenny Albert.
Wow. That's right. Who killed Kenny? Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, and Sarah Walsh. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, CBS, 1 p.m. Kevin Harlan.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
I was in the same story as Kevin Harlan today.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm very, very honored.
Oh, you're hated. You both are hated by the same person.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know baseball.
That's a shame. I got one tweet alerting me of it, so nobody read it.
Trent Green and Melanie Collins. By the way, we all got that tweet. It's the only reason I know as well. Indianapolis at Tennessee, CBS at 1. Andrew Catalan on the call.
Andrew Catalan.
He'll be joined by Jimmy James Lifton and Michael Grady. 4:05, CBS. This is the game everyone wants to see. Everyone's talking about Zach Wilson and the winless Jets heading to Mile High to take on Denver. CBS, they have a ready Spiro Dedes.
Oh, very much going to be the Spiro Dedes video.
Okay. Fordham guy.
Also, he'll be joined by Jay Feely. We head to Las Vegas. This is a game we'll be locked in on because of the picks. Of course, I am riding the Vegas Raiders heavy. Miami in Las Vegas, 4:05 on CBS. Friend of the, well, not the show, but friend of Michael and Don, Ian Eagle on the call.
That's gotten ugly.
Joined by Charles Davis. And wait for it. It's time. That's right. Ding, ding, ding. Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
I would go on a killing spree before he'd come on there.
Sorry?
Since the station's been sold, their station, I wonder if he changed his mind.
No.
I mean, Chernoff's not there anymore.
Let's reach out.
No, I don't like to be turned down.
4:25 on Fox.
Maybe we'll get Noah on.
This is a big daddy. Big old game. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks at Matt Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams. Aaron Donald waiting for the GOAT. You know who Fox is breaking out for this one? Joe Buck.
He's Joe Buck.
He'll be joined by Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi. 4:25, the last of that slate. Seattle at Minnesota. Kevin Kugler. Oh, the great Mark Sanchez. That's right, Mark Sanchez. And Laura Oakman on the call. 8:20, your NBC vehicle. This is a nasty matchup, Don, when it comes to Green Bay. They do not play well against San Francisco. And it's Green Bay at San Francisco. Al Michaels on the call.
He did what?
Joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
and Michelle DeFoya. It gets me every single time.
Every time.
The Monday Nighter, you guys already know. This is a fun one, even though I love the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys favored 3.5.
Yeah.
Phillies at Dallas, Don, 8:15. Our friend Steve Levy on the call.
I think my colleagues like me.
See, we do. Joined by Brian Greasy, his sound-alike-y Lewis Riddick, and Lisa Salters.
And no Mannings.
No Mannings this week. No Manning to Manning. Now, a couple other interesting football notes to consider. Saquon has been under 100 yards rushing in 5 straight games, Don. Under 100 yards from scrimmage in 4 straight games. The Jets looking to avoid an 0-3 start for the third consecutive year. They've never started 0-3 in 3 straight seasons. So it would be a new level of losing, Don. That's important to watch for. Tom Brady, of course, big matchup. The NFL's leader in passing touchdowns is going to face a very tough Rams defense on the road, including the playoffs. Brady leads the NFL in passing TDs since the start of last season with 59, while the Rams have allowed the fewest, 22. He needs 5 touchdowns to match the most passing touchdowns by any player in his team's first 3 games of a season in history.
Unreal.
Russell Wilson threw for 14 over the first 3 in 2020. I mentioned the Aaron Rodgers 49ers situation, Don. Rodgers against the 49ers on Sunday Night Football as an underdog. Dig this. Including the playoffs, he's 0-5 in his career versus San Francisco as an underdog. Including 1-4 against the spread. Of course, remember, guys, the playoff nightmare from a couple of years ago.
Sure.
It's his most losses versus any team as a dog. He's 5-6 in his career against the Niners overall, including the playoffs. And lastly, Cowboys host the Eagles on Monday night. We've talked about that as well. This is their 27th meeting in primetime since 1970, tied with the Raiders and Chargers for the most by any series over that span. Dallas is looking to snap a 7-game primetime losing streak.
And I think they will.
I think they will as well. That'll do it for ENN this evening. Brought to you by Fidelis Care. Fidelis Care community offices are open and can help with all your health insurance needs. Visit FideliscCare.org/offices to learn more.
Well, big weekend, obviously, Yankees, Red Sox. We've got week 3, huge game for the Giants, and also a huge game for Wilson. Maybe not the Jets in Denver, but just for him to be able to bounce back. So lots to discuss. Let's hammer the calls, 1-800-919-3776. Don and Peter on the K-Show till 7, right here on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.